Kelvin Davis is kindly with us today. Thanks for your time today, Kelvin. Tēnākwe.
Morena, Del. Tēnākwe.
Morena. Well, look, the policies are starting to come out, and fair enough, too. There appears to be not an apathy at the moment, but voters are just listening to what parties have to offer. So the removal of GST on fruit and vegetables, it seems like an underwhelming announcement by the Labor Party to lead into the elections, but hey, it could have some serious implications for those, let's say, on Struggle Street. What do you say to people who are describing that announcement over the weekend as underwhelming, Kelvin?
Look, people actually like it, and you know, it doesn't give them a lot in the back pocket just by itself, but with the other announcements as well. I think that was about $5 up for the average family. It'll alleviate the grocery bills. People have been calling it for it for a while, but the other announcements also give $30 in the back pocket for a significant number of Kiwi whānau. So, you know, it's not just one thing. There's never ever going to be a silver bullet, but there will be a suite of policies that do help people alleviate some of the pain and make sure that we can help them pay their bills and put food on the table. Those are the most important things that people are telling us.
Let's talk about promised 4 weeks of paid parental leave for partners. At the moment, you can get 2 weeks. Say mum gets some time off, but papa or the like, or however our whānau are mixed, and it's a modern-day context here. What would you say of that? Is that a vote winner as well?
Oh yeah, well look, we're the party that extended paid parental leave, and you know, we really do support parents that do have young children, you know, do have babies. So look, you know, it's something that we have done a lot on so far in our term of government, and I'm sure there'll be more that we can do to enhance it. Just wasn't to be in terms of the bill that went through the House last week.
Thanks. Let's talk about Māori education and the call here. Obviously, your political opponents are saying we'll take phones out. It's not as if that's going to cost anything. It's sort of a comment more on social direction than educational, I suspect. But what would you say of the gains, significant gains, in the last 6 years since Labor have had the reins of power? What are the significant gains you'd like to point to from a Māori education perspective, Kelvin?
Well, there's the over $1 billion that we've invested in Māori education in the last 5 years alone. I think there's $220-something million this year. We have Te Ahu o Te Reo, which is where we're supporting. I think there's about over 10,000 teachers now to weave Te Reo Māori into their daily programs in the classroom. There's Te Kawa Matakura, which is a leadership thing for those people who are really, you know, sort of the top speakers and the top young people, to help them to grow their skills and knowledge so that they can lead their hapu and their iwi in time. We've supported whānau who have tamariki in kaupapa Māori education but don't have the reo themselves, so that they can learn te reo to support their tamaiti that goes to kura. You know, so there's a heap of things that we've done to support Māori education, growing the classrooms, growing the numbers, and improving the classrooms. There's the pay equity for kohanga reo teachers that have seen some kohanga reo teachers double their pay. That's happened in the last 2 months. You know, and so there's just been a heap of things that we've done. Often they go unsung because it's important that they happen rather than who gets the credit. And I remember the saying, it's important, it's interesting to understand how much can be done if nobody cares who gets the credit. That's something that I live by.
What's the situation in the north? Because it is painted as an area with significant challenge, health challenges, income challenges, housing challenges. You are the MP for Te Taitokoro. What have you prioritised here, and what are the most pressing issues facing those who ultimately will have a say in who represents them come October? What do you sense are the main issues that people will vote on?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that has gone on. Like, people are telling us that the transport networks are some of the most important thing, as well as the mental health of communities, as well as communications, electricity supply, and water supply. And we have a plan to, and it's based a lot on the climate weather recovery. The cyclone weather recovery, supporting communities and supporting councils to make sure that those things happen. For example, I think there's over 1,000 slips in the Kaipara, Whangarei and Far North District Council area. And obviously councils can't afford to pay to fix them on their own. We have pumped quite a few hundreds of millions of dollars now into the main roads, the Brinduans and the Mungamukas, but also there's the those roads that get out to all the little kāinga out in the out at the end of the road, as I say, and you know, we're working through a plan to identify which slips are to be addressed first and help the councils to remedy them. But, you know, again, it comes down as well to the back pocket issues. People want money in their back pocket to pay the bills and to feed the whānau, which is why we've got the GST policy. Plus, you know, which is why we've also increased the minimum wage over the years that we've been in government. We've increased to help support those people on benefits, those people who are working and have families. So, you know, it is the back pocket issues that are really helping people. But if you were to just talk to the person on the street, everyone's really concerned about those roads.
Tēnā koe. And just finally, Calvin, COVID cases obviously posed a huge threat to Te Tokorau. It was one of the areas that was literally boarded off. Some scientists are saying that by lifting the restrictions regarding COVID, it is premature, considering we still have issues of long COVID that we are unfamiliar with or could be. What reaction from you, who, as a representative of Te Tai Tokorau, to the lifting of these restrictions?
Yeah, look, first of all, just need to acknowledge everybody who played their part in getting us through COVID, you know, all the many communities, all those health workers that were doing the vaccinations. But right now, the situation is that seasonal flu is providing more problems than COVID is. And so what this means is that if you go to the doctor or to any medical place, there's no need to wear a mask anymore. And people can still do so if they want to. Masks, and well, if you get COVID, then you know, there's no sort of obligation to go and isolate for 5 days. We still sort of recommend people do, but there's no obligation. Like I say, it's because seasonal flu now is putting more pressure on the hospital system than COVID is. So I think it's just a sensible decision.
Tēnā koe, but people are still getting COVID, eh?
Yeah, people are getting the flu at greater rates. So, you know, it's those with COVID restrictions, we, you know, people might argue that we should have those same restrictions for the flu as well. But, you know, the fact is that COVID getting people, people are getting COVID, but not you know, not as much as people are getting the flu these days.
Thanks very much. Can we expect any Labor policies pertaining specifically to Te Tai Tokorau before the election?
Well, in terms of targeted, there'll be things that we do that have a positive impact on Te Tai Tokorau, along with other areas. It's a bit hard because if you target, say, one area, then every area says, what about us? And they feel that they're left out. So most of our policies will be broad and will have a positive impact on the whole country. And we'll just be rolling them out over the next little while. We don't want to leave it too late because then people haven't had a chance to see and compare. But again, you know, I just come back to, if we don't have a Labor government, then there's a whole heap of things that we put in place for Māori that are at stake. And, you know, that's quite scary.
As always, appreciate your thoughts and time. All the best for the week ahead, Calvin Ngamahi.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Calvin Davis joins us on Tuesday mornings.